some funds be on file, please? Have you counted those, Mr. Coffey? Have you counted those? Acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as a traditional Aboriginal owners and continuing custodians of this land in which we gather today, and acknowledge elders past, present and emerging. Do we have any declarations of community interest?
I've got for the events, just the normal section of that.
Nobody else?
Just a comment there, yes. I'll question if that's a peculiar interest, it's an object.
Oh, that is another.
Yeah, I think.
I prefer to be out.
Yeah. Well, just need to make clear that there are things of interest.
I understand
why. You're not going to. Yes.
It includes the section as well. Yes. Confirmation of the council minutes from December the 26th.
I move.
Councillor Polly. Councillor Seconder. Councillor Nitton. All those in favour? Against? Carried. The date of the next council meeting will be Monday the 28th of November. Now, before proceeding any further, I'd personally like to express my thanks and acknowledge the long hours, the hard work, in very often very difficult circumstances, to our works manager and his team, who tirelessly put up signs, moved logs, just done a heck of a lot of work, only to see a whole lot more damage a couple of days later. And also a thanks to any of the indoor staff that may have had to help. So the outdoor staff in particular, though, apologies, thanks. Thank you. Confirmation of council minutes. The committee minutes. Councillor Lamb is reading now. Councillor Brooke, thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Now, in the council committees, the recommendations from the Campbelltown District Forum, they have a recommendation around the Campbelltown swimming pool, and the officer's recommendation is that the request by the Campbelltown District Forum for a community meeting, the concerns about the future of the swimming pool be investigated and a report provided to council. Councillor Dacey, you that?
Before we get on to that, I would like to make a general statement about the papers and ask that in future, can we have some consistency about where the recommendations in the papers are placed? That some of the items there are at the front of the agenda and some of the items there at the end of the agenda. And when you try to read through them and make sure that you're understanding what the recommendations are, some consistency would be much appreciated.
Okay, so now we need somebody to move and second the Councillor Gunnison.
So I'd like to, in addition to that officer's recommendation, include in there that the costs be presented as well. So they're talking about an additional amenity block and additional hours, etc. So I'd just like to see some costings, additional costings for that.
And Councillor Davis, you're seconding that?
I'll second it, but I have a question. Aren't we waiting on a review of the pool operations across the municipality? Why would we be singling this out when we've already got a broader review going on across the three pools? I want to make sure that, and we seem to have been waiting for that one forever, I want to make sure that we're not duplicating work and that we get, when we get this pool report, that we've got the details for all three pools that we need to have to make a meaningful decision in the context of all three pools, rather than looking at them piecemeal as we are here. So whilst I understand and, you know, don't necessarily have an issue with this, it should be part of that broader pool review that we've already got on the books.
I understand what's on the books. Council has received a report in the last few months. I think the outcome of that endorse the recommendation the council has put forward was that we put in place templates, standard templates for each site, so we can gather consistent data from each of the sites, particularly with regards to numbers attending those sites. That's identified within the list of items within the agenda and the information that that's happening. I think once that's completed, there'll be a report back with regards to particularly the end of the season when we've actually gathered all that information. At this stage, I think what's being asked here is particularly look at this site, because this site is looking at changing its operation, and part of that they're asking the council, I gather, to reconsider providing their kiosks, their change rooms, which council agreed at one stage perhaps were going to be removed because of the new building being built there, where they had access through that. It's now accessing through that. They've got the kiosk in terms of this building, which they can have, and entrance is now to that site through there as well, and therefore the change rooms are within that building. So that would all be part of that report.
Okay, so that's my point. We can't really make any meaningful discussion about this or have any consideration of this until we have the template data that we've agreed is the next stage of the pool assessment. So whilst, as I said, I have no difficulty with this, it should be part of that broader look that we're doing, not treated separately.
And that makes sense, but we can bring forward an interim report as they've asked, and then council obviously would need to wait upon further information.
Can that phone please be turned to five?
It is not five.
Somewhere on. She was on.
It's
back, Councillor Polly.
Yeah, look, while we're talking about the swimming pools, general, I just want to put on the record, when does council did approach the state government and asked them not to proceed with the $6 million underpass? As you recall, we had the director up here. It's just interesting that Oakland's, they just built a fire, the government gave $5
million.
Well, it's got into the swimming pool, because what I'm about to point out is that at Oakland's, they just built a new swimming pool that the government put $5 million into. The government would have been far better to put the $6 million into a new swimming pool that's covered. They've just put that into it, the pool at Oakland's, it's about to be opened. And that would have been a far better spend of the government's money than it's put in the underpass, which we did ask them not to proceed.
Councillor Brooks.
The previous swimming pool committee down at Campbelltown, the funds that they had in the bank, is that still sitting somewhere, or have we used them as a run cost since that committee disbanded? Because would they start off with a clean slate? Or would that money go back into their funds?
When that money was handed over, they requested it be put into a new toilet in the change room facility, in the family change room facility. There was an outside shower, I think, to be done, and at least it works. A shelter for the full supermarket as well. So, yeah, there was a list of works that they
wanted,
they were pushing
us to
do it. So, yes, they
would
start going.
Councillor Goss. Yeah, I'm just speaking to the community down here. I think they're really sure what they want to give some more back to the pool, the community do, and they want to be engaged in the development of the pool. And, they want to bring back some of the involvement, and I think they have got a gathering for people that are interested in being part of that pool, but until they get some names and numbers, I don't think they're going to talk to council until they get that, because otherwise they're not really asking for anything, because they haven't got anyone that's actually put their name under the pool. But they are pretty keen to get back on board and to get their community swimming pool supported by the locals again, and being part of the management and the operation, and so they can actually have some enjoyment out of the pool in more ways than just having a swim in it. But I think they will be coming to council with some information soon.
Thank you. Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Cressy Local District Committee have a recommendation around the Metro and Bicycle Loops, and the opposite recommendation is that we not investigate the feasibility of another hoop being installed in the park. Councillor Davis.
I'll move the recommendation.
Is that a second up? Councillor Ganinan. Any discussion? Councillor Goss.
Yeah, we have, I think that has been on the books for a while, look at some park area. The Brooks County might be able to speak to that. I don't think anything's been funded, but there has been some look at doing some development there. There's one old shed that's been there for not much of a shed, an open sitting area, which has been there for well and truly over 20 years, and it's not in great condition, or it doesn't really look that attractive. It's lost its, when it was built 20 years ago, it was purposely suited, but now it doesn't sort of fit anymore. I do think that if we're going to do a development of the park, then we need to work out what, because it's not a big space, we need to work out what best fits in there. And maybe this type of thing might fit into that development. Maybe the worst manager you talk about where that development is at the park.
I don't think we've moved too much further with that. We've actually had a look at the site up there where you're talking about the old pine log seating area. It does want improving. It actually doesn't suit the park. The park's a bit more open than that building now. It's probably something that does want to get someone to come and have a look at. About putting an open space building there, you can see through, because of what's happening now, the kids get in the back corner and play up because they don't want to see it. I'd probably just investigate where we go with it. It actually is a very small park, as you've stated. It's got one lot of swing area there. The childcare actually want to have more area there for themselves as well to put more playground equipment, but it's just something we need to have a look at.
Thank you. All right, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Perth Local District Committee, they have a recommendation around the playground policy and shade structures, and the opposite recommendation is that we receive a report on the audit of playground that's currently being undertaken, together with the playground policy for discussion prior to consideration of our budget.
I would go. I won't support that motion. We spoke about this at the last meeting, and we said that we would get the audit done, but we would identify urgent installation of shade structures at 7th Street. This does not reflect that agreement, the motion that was passed at the last meeting. We need, if you've been and had a look at that park at 2nd Street, it's appalling that it's gone in with no shade, and it'll be years before those trees grow. We need to definitely have a parks policy, we definitely need an audit, but that's a park that we've just rejuvenated, and it has no shade cover at all. To say that we wait for 2023-24 budget means it could be, you know, yeah, we might get in the budget, but it might not get done for another year or so. We need to do that now. So I want to draw your attention back to the motion that we passed at the last meeting, which prioritised 2nd Street Playground, for some urgent action.
There has been changed, and that will be implemented because it is a resolution of council. So it's still sitting there to be implemented once the review has been completed.
Well, that's not what the resolution says.
It's not overriding the previous resolution. It can't override that.
So the point of it is what?
To bring it to your attention with regard to the request from the committee about the policy.
Councillor Lambert.
Thank you. Just a quick question. And so when do you think that will be installed? Any
timelines? I've still been waiting to come back for different sizes for rates, okay. And I've got to get engineering for posts now. It's not just simply getting price for the structure, it's the posts is what's got holding me up. Engineers are a bit hard to get hold of.
Okay, so is it this budget?
We'll be done.
We'll have
for this budget.
Cross it
back,
yeah.
Yeah. We don't have this budget.
Yeah. And we'll bring it back to council to make that final determination. Yeah. So once the works manager has got the full report and identified the full request, and we'll bring that back as an item the council would like to see progress this financial year.
Okay, I put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Councillor Davis is against. Nobody else?
I really want to be clear that we've now said this financial year, but that recommendation we've just passed is next financial year. So
that's the shade structure. The shade structure is in this financial year. Not this.
Okay, as long as we're clear.
That was my understanding of what we'll vote on.
Yes.
Yep.
And they also have a recommendation around the train park sculptures, and that the recommendation is that we note the information and the advice be provided to the committee.
Okay.
Council Moody?
Yes, thank you.
Can I have a second, please? Council Brooks. Any further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And there's another recommendation from that committee, the William Street Reserve, the naming of the bridge and the installation of a bench seat. And the opposite recommendation is that we agree to the proposal to install the seat and a plaque in honour of John Stagg near the William Street Reserve. We agree to the Secretarial Assistance allocation being the contribution towards that seat. And on completion of the William Street Bridge, we invite the Local District Committee and the Perth community to make submissions for the naming of the bridge. Councillor Davis.
I'm happy to move that.
Second. No discussion. I'll put the recommendation.
Sorry, just one comment. I think it would be, this is a really, really important thing for the local community. I think it would be a wonderful gesture if council could write officially to Mr. Stagg's family and advise them that that's what's going on.
Yeah, thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, information items. Any questions? Yes, Councillor Davis.
At the risk of pedantry, I'll put it one more time. There's a list of things towards the end of the mayor's activities that are listed as attended, but they were to attend, not because this report was completed before those dates. This becomes the record. We need to make sure it's right. I know I say it every time, but I keep saying it. And then I look at the, and this is a question, not a statement. Look at the item on the 2nd of October where the mayor attended a Meet the Candidates forum. That would be, in my view, not a mayoral activity. It would be a candidates activity. And so it shouldn't be included in the mayor's report.
Okay, that's fine. And there, at the top, it does say attended and planned.
Yes, but the actual note says attended.
No, the top note says attended and planned.
On the date, page 15,
on the date,
attended.
Yes. Well, I can't...
Planned to attend would be what it should say.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else in the information on?
General Manager's activities notes a meeting with the EPA about the child storage. Can we have an update?
Not here, Madam Mayor, no. That was an enclosed discussion. Happy to have that, and obviously you'd be aware of the legal matter.
Fair
enough.
Information I've not shown on there, but sent to me by the council, was an email that was sent to yourself, Madam Mayor, and the Local Government Association, indicating that this council was rushing through unfinished business, and also that we were looking at taking expression of interest on the Campbelltown Hall and rushing that through as well. I'd just like that note, I don't know if anyone else saw that email, but I'd just like that note that if you look at the agenda, everything on here, there's no secret items on there. There's nothing on there about the Campbelltown Hall. And all items are either planning or just ongoing council items.
Absolutely.
So I don't know whether that can be noted, but I was a little bit disgusted with the content of that email in saying that we were, you know, rushing through unfinished business as if it was behind the door slide thing in that aspect.
We are in caretaker mode and we're simply doing the business of caretaker mode, nothing more.
And I should note that's already last time or the last meeting. Right. It has never been the practice of the council during the time I've been here, and that we've ever rushed in with prior to the election day. Would not be a standard.
And sorry, Madam Mayor, something that wasn't mentioned in the information report. As council will be aware, we've actually got the Rhodes Conference is actually going to be in this state this year, and so the 2nd and 3rd of November, council's policy allows one councillor to attend. The question's been asked about second attending. Obviously, this occasion there's no need for interstate travel. It is local, being down in Hobart. There's one of the council that any objectives for the second elected member attending the conference.
I move that the Brisbane County Council offer two positions to go to Hobart. I think it's an opportunity for an educational program. It's not a huge expense. We had tons of, a lot of roads and a lot of bridges, of which we've upgraded, nearly all of them, including even some of the most isolated areas, that are used by all the general companies. So I think the idea that at least two of them coming out would be able to go to that.
Well, maybe there's a second on that, Pat, to second that.
The issue is actually, it's actually going to be next week. And we may not, hopefully we've got a declaration on who the councillors are. Until we have the declaration, the current councillors are still sitting councillors.
Well, up to two,
Councillor
Goss. I went to the one at these four, and I just wondered where work planning is going to go along to it, because they have lots of things which are really important to the to what the work planning is going to be working on. I think that the really important that the work manager or other staff that need to be there that manage that type of stuff need the infrastructure that we need to be there for. There's lots of things about about funding and how they did things and safety and all things about day-to-day operational stuff, which I thought was really probably quite valuable.
Good point.
Yeah.
On the second and the third.
We don't need to name up who wishes to attend yet.
There was an email that did go out asking councillors who wanted to put their names forward.
Yes. We did do that as officers, but we had two come back, and the policy does indicate one, so that's why we brought it back to council.
Councillor
Lennon. Can I have an update on the test planning scheme? It looks like that's been laid again. That's in 8.17 information items.
The understanding is the official declaration is going to be confirmed this week, is that correct?
That's right, Commission will confirm this week the date of the official declaration. They expect to tell us that later this week.
Mm-hmm. So once we've got that, we'll come back to yourselves.
Okay.
Councillor
Davis.
I was going to ask the same question, but also that item's got no recommendation on it. So there's no indication as to whether there's an expectation on us to actually do anything with it. I went through the attachments in some detail, and I think we need to have better understanding of what some of the actual areas are. It's really hard to read off just a list of addresses.
Because of the workshop.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we have any option but to do what the planning commission asked us to do. And I would make the comment that some of those things seem to be extraordinary in terms of our apparent failure to have complied. There are a lot of things where there are amendments that were changed, amendments that were made back in like 2020 that should have been picked up in earlier submissions to the tribunal. So I found that a bit disappointing. And I'd also like to see, there are a number of them.
I thought it was all the submissions we put in today. I believe that's just how I read it.
It's not how I read it. It's not how I read it, but I could be wrong. But yeah, I think whilst we have to do it, it would be incumbent on the incoming council, because we've missed the vote now, to actually have a workshop and go through and look at what those things are that they've recommended, to see if there are other things that are implications from that we need to take into account.
So there are a number of things the commission directed us to do, which are modifications as a result of representations and submissions, and then larger matters which are amendments, which we'll have to look at. And they have also picked up, but they have included any amendments that went through the council and commission since the start of the scheme. We asked them, did we have to list them? They said, no, that was part of their job, their process. Was to list all those ones that would be carried over.
I'll take that back if that's what it is. Yeah. It's not that red though.
No, that is what it is.
Yeah. And again, as there was no recommendation, it would have been useful for us to have some commentary around what that means, what we have to do, what the timelines are for us to do it. What are the timelines for us to do it?
20
days, which is the 1st of November.
That's next week.
Yeah, we have actually provided it to them and just waiting to see that petition from them.
Okay, before I go any further, I haven't had, we're going to move her in a second at the attendance at this Rose conference, and I haven't put the motion. So I'll put the motion, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right, now, Councillor Lambie, did you have your hand up?
I did, yes. My turn?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Two things, both dog related. The first one is I just want some clarification on, it looks like on page 17 we've got some downward, a massive downward trend of dog registration.
Oh, yes.
Is there an issue with, because there's been a bit of chatter as well, so is there an issue with people been receiving it or
no.
Dog registration? What's going on?
No, there's no issue. It's just like at this time we send out final notices.
Right.
And we're actually ringing everybody at this time instead of sending out final notices.
Oh, okay.
Instead of spending $2 for a postage or whatever. Okay. We're ringing everybody first and then we'll get an even lesser amount of notices.
So that's obviously taking a bit more time then.
No, not necessarily. It's just the graph just shows it going down. But
yes, I just thought it was related to a bit of chatter that I've seen from people who hadn't received or didn't.
No, it's normal.
Yep, okay.
We're looking at probably 500 dogs that we'll chase up.
Yeah.
Some of those will be relocated, some will be obviously died, some registered.
Yeah, okay. Right. And the other one is dog related as well now. I just want to know, like the recommendation, like there was a petition in there presented, and the recommendation is like tabled away, and it took me a while to find it. But what's our position now? So we received this petition as part of the information item, and then are we going to get a report back to council on this issue and some recommendations moving forward?
Yes, there will be a report back identifying what's possible and also reviewing Campbelltown as well.
Okay, because that wasn't in the recommendation, so that's why I was just making that, wanted that to be very clear. Yeah. Thank you.
Councillor Davis?
Councillor Polly pointed out in an earlier discussion that there are provisions within the Job Act, the Job Management Act, that require, that specify you can't have off-leash dogs any closer to a playground than 10 metres. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff in the dog rules that goes around where you can have off-leash areas and what you've got to do. That's going to make it really hard for that request for Campbelltown. But we need to make sure that when the report comes back to us, that the references are included to the requirements under both the Act and the regulations.
I should point out that the chairman of the district committee is really on for these issues, really spot on, had the State Dog Control Act before him at the last meeting, pointed out that it's very difficult to allow children to play around and dogs to mix as a public health centre. So I think we, in that report, we should be looking at other alternatives for Ross and Campbelltown as to where people can go. And we wouldn't need to impose the same restrictions on Campbelltown. It's very consistent. If the people have lost calls out about how much they still do it for Campbelltown, that's because no one raised it. Now it's been raised, and the state law we have to abide by, they'll have to look at doing something in Campbelltown. There's no skirting around it. So I think we should look at other areas in those towns we have, which we do have here, very active areas. And I know Perth is one and needs more to get through, but there's one. I think we should provide the alternative. But it's not possible. I did notice the Country Courier, which is always very active, reporting local issues, that was a front page story. But there is a law that prevents these dogs to be able to surround them with even on leashes in and around children.
One last comment, then I'm going to move the petition being accepted.
Oh, perhaps this is a foreshadow for a workshop. Maybe what we need to do, not maybe, what we really need to do is to have a municipality-wide look at where off-leash and leashed dog parks can be and make sure that we do a holistic and consistent approach to all of it. Not just go back to this one by one by one. You never get a good outcome that way. So I would suggest that's something we need to look at fairly soon, actually.
Thank you.
Okay. I will need a mover and a seconder to accept this, to acknowledge the receipt. Councillor Lambert, Councillor
Clark. Can I, because I presented it, or?
Sorry?
Can I do that, because I presented it?
Yes, absolutely.
It's usual.
And Councillor Goss, that we accept the receipt of this petition from, regarding the dogs on the bottom, the Ross Village Green.
Yep.
Okay, so that's Councillor Lambert, Councillor Goss. I'll put that recommendation, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And now I need a recommendation moved and seconded so that we accept the information items. Councillor Davis, Councillor Goss. All those in favour? Aye. Against? Carried. Okay, our annual general meeting. Councillor Minnan.
I move that we go on Monday, 12th December, 5 p.m.
2 is policy updates, the landscaping requirements for the development proposals and shipping container policy. And Councillor Davis, any discussion? Councillor Lander.
Just a question. It talks about 3 months prior to work commencing being able to be on site. What's the end point? So once the development or whatever is completed, what's the end point for having to be removed? I couldn't find it. It might have been there.
Thanks for having a look.
Because it seems odd to me that we have a start date but no real finish requirements, unless I've missed it.
No, I don't think it's written in there, and I'd say that because once the works are finished, then there's a completion certificate issued for the building. And so that's the date that after which would have to be removed.
So is that clearly, I don't know if that's clearly stated.
No, I don't think it is clearly stated.
I'm wondering whether we should have that clearly stated, because I looked for an end date and really couldn't find anything that I could say, oh, okay, so that's when it's got to be completed by.
So that could be added to part 5 of the policy, must be removed. On completion of the works, upon issue of the certificate completion.
Well, can I move that then?
Yes.
Include that in the recommendation.
So we're going to move in the second.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if Councillor Goss and Councillor Davis are okay with that amendment. Right, so that will be included. Good to go. What was the amendment?
And then often when people put them on the footpath or whatever, they're told to remove them
Would that need to go through this?
And the one at 25 is Main Street Perth, been there for 10 weeks, I reckon. I don't know, maybe longer. It's on the footpath, and people could actually walk around and get to Fanshurst along the footpath. And it wouldn't be under this law because it's not on private land, it's on council land. So one of my questions to you is, how can we ensure that council land is protected by this policy as well?
We did have a situation in Campbelltown for 3 years at least, and just out from the school.
Okay. Well, they need approvals beyond council land. We'll follow up on that. If there's one there may have been one issue for building work there. If not, we'll follow up on that immediately.
It's been there for months.
We should have some sort of policy that if somebody uses a container on public and on our land, that they ought to be given notice after a reasonable time. And if they don't remember, surely we should remove it and charge them the cost of doing so. I mean, why should something hang around for 3 years or 6 months or 12 months? Surely we should be proactive and we should have a policy and after an adequate warning and no real reason why it should remain, the council should take it upon itself to remove it and then charge the people accordingly.
Councillor Davis. We do have policies here, and I would assume that the application would trigger that conditioning. What we need to be sure is that there are applications and that the conditions are enforced. And if there is no application that's been approved, then it should be, whatever the warning period is there. Whether it's an approved application or not, has been there for a considerable period of time on the footpath, and you see every day people walking around it onto the road. It's not good.
Main note, we'll follow up on that first thing tomorrow.
You're summing up, Councillor Bosch?
So we don't need anything in the policy on chipping in homes about council land. It's not nothing in there on that. Do we need anything in there about that?
Because this policy talking about shipping containers for temporary works.
Yeah.
Essentially, I think the view is we don't want them on council land. And then as a landowner, council's able to tell them to remove it, basically.
Should that be in the policy, isn't it?
Let's investigate what's happening there, because the shipping make an application, generally we wouldn't allow it on a footpath, unless it was for short term, where people are dropping off goods when they're moving to a new property or leaving the property. If it's in a location as suggested, people are walking under the street, totally inappropriate, we'll follow up and we'll also advise yourselves what we find.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Corporate Services Report, Monthly Financial Statement, Mr. Knoll.
Yes, the report has very detailed. I'll just note for you the budget changes, three budget changes that we highlighted. One is allocation of some money towards a stormwater job in Anstey Street, Longford, which has been allocated to unallocated stormwater projects. The Glenys Road reconstruction, we're requesting to extend that project for a bit further, and the funds will come out of our supplementary capital projects reserves. And we're just altering the budget for the FOGO bin services, that's the purchase of the bins, which was
Councillor Davis.
I had a question.
Are you moving the report?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I'll move the report.
Then move in a second and then you can cancel it again. Okay, Councillor Davis.
And it's it's probably too early yet, but to get some indication of what our budget implications might be for these flood event experiences that we're going through. It's not a need to adjust the budget, that's on search for those.
Obviously we're waiting to see whether there'll be grant funding come to cover that. Our costs could be up to $1 million, but obviously we don't have that much allocated each year, we only allocate about $100,000, so we'll report back to council once we know what the bill is and whether there's any grant money to cover that.
There's been no indication of grant program yet.
I can add to that. We've actually been contacted by the Local Government Division, who actually are managing this process. We've provided them to date a rough estimate of cost, which is over $1 million, and that's only a rough estimate at this stage for a number of sites. We had general discussions with them about the funding. That's yet to be confirmed because it comes through the state through the federal government. On top of that, we also discussed, because as you'll be aware, at the previous workshop, the council saw some of the damage. We also discussed the possibility of hardening of those sites, in other words, upgrading them so they're better than what they are, where we actually continue to actually have flooding damage on those sites, where perhaps additional works will mitigate that need. They were also happy to have that conversation too. There was no undertaking of providing any funds, but we're happy to actually discuss that further as part of our request for support.
Thank you. Any further questions? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Anyone ask any question?
No.
All those in favour?
Against?
Carried. 11.2 is assistance for events round two. And the question, there is a question that goes along with this. Would you be prepared to include this late request?
I'll move.
Councillor Colley?
That be included.
We're moving the recommendation plus to include this request. And Councillor Calvert. Councillor Levin,
just a quick question. So no other groups missed out. So this one's okay because there were no other groups that missed out.
No, this included all the applications that we received this time.
And can I just get some clarification there? Because it talks about COVID compliance grants of up to $350 towards expenses. That's on top of what's listed here tonight.
Yes.
And they can just apply for that if they feel they need that assistance. Is that?
Yes, they work through our tourism officer, and if they do need additional assistance with COVID implications, and it just depends on what type of grant it is, then there is a possible $350 grant on top of what they've already applied for.
So all of these groups are aware that that's the case, that they can apply if they feel
they can. And if they contact our
tourism officer, they're made aware of
that.
And
most of them have to contact her anyway to get approvals and that sort of thing, and work through the event management plan.
So the ones that do,
that it does apply to, normally get the
approval. Thank you.
Oh, you step out for the
normie
one, or this one?
Okay.
Randy Thistle?
Yes. Right, so. Is that in there?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So we'll do everything except the Roman Thistle. Okay, and Councillor Davis?
I note that there's a difference between the items in the recommendation on page 53 and then the items in the formal recommendation on page 52. The Perth Early Learning Centre was recommended in the officer's report for $3,109, but it's approved for all the recommendations to be approved at $3,300. And I also noted, and these are just process matters, I'm not getting the niggers in a twist too much over it, that the Ross Tin Scan, I can't even say that, tin can sculpture application did appear in the list on page 53. So, to me, it would be nice if we could get these things matched rather than us have to go, that's a bit odd.
I apologise for that. We actually got the last item in late, but and adjusted the agenda items, but obviously we only adjusted it in one table.
Okay, so I'll read the recommendation which excludes the council cost.
I'm going to ask a question.
Yes,
I just wanted to say that. The maximum allocation is for $2,000. The long for New Year race, it's a great event, we support it, but that's got a, it's been allocated $6,000. Would the officers like to speak to that while we've gone over $4,000 over our
point? That actually came to council a couple of meetings ago, and council made that out of this process. Yeah. But we did say that it would be funded through this.
The land and special events.
The council had previously made that commitment, but it was actually funded through this program.
Okay, well, I've moved the recommendation which excludes the brand new special.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I'm not sure if it's a Northern Midlands.
No, because it's events not in the middle of the time.
Okay, so now we need a mover and a seconder to fund the very visible. Councillor Brooks, Councillor Foley. Any discussion? That's already been moved and seconded. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Yes. Carried. Okay, we're up to the works request. 12.1 is a request for change speed limit in Melbourne.
I'm happy to move the recommendation. I think it's well overdue.
Yeah, I'm really happy to second it. I think it's a very good.
Any discussion? Councillor Goss.
Yeah, I just saw it a couple of weeks ago, and is that a better council road or a better state road?
Council road. Council road. About 60 metres from the roundabout, there's an island. From the island on, it's council.
What about the rest of the building road from there to Franklin Village?
To the top of the guardrail where you go down past Leyland Lake and Springworks. That's council as well.
I just noticed that there was the road markings are a bit hard to decipher. It's pretty worn out. I just wanted something else to look at in that area there, just the road markings.
Far booked in for this year. We've just got to get a contractor to do it.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 12.2 is to pay for the intersection of Mulgrave Street and Stephen Street.
I'll move that.
Second Davis and Councillor Lambert. Any discussion?
Yeah, I know that it's a minor issue and it can probably be accommodated within the current budget, but it'd be interesting to have an idea of what those rumble bars cost. We had a conversation a couple of meetings ago about the raised, you know, intersections, like at the one a bit further up, and that was like another thought, but cheaper. So I don't think these ones are going to cost that much.
No, sorry, no, I can't give you. I could probably come back to you tomorrow.
It's not that. It's just a question on notice. Please.
Thank you.
And there's a question about the B-size sign. What sort of size are we looking at for B-size sign?
It's pretty or double size.
Double, righto. That sounds good. Thank you.
No further questions? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carry. We do have a bit over 5 minutes. We want to do both counseling items. Right. So we just need to ask the public a request to leave us for a little while, and we'll start again after a meal.